Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Yes, it is a fresh week. We're here on Mondays, live on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us. Derek the Freedom Screamer, along with Gary and Chris. Lori was going to try to be with us tonight, but she's got an illness. One of the children is ill again, and so she's going to do some nursing and a little bit of caretaking this evening, and hopefully she'll make up with us again tomorrow night. Get her on a few nights this week and every week. So we want to thank you for joining us. We'll give you the best broadcast we can. Don't forget, this show stands on activism. This is the activist broadcast. This is where we see something, do something. Remember the Department of Homeland Gestapo. See something, do something. When you see a government atrocity or a government tyrant, expose, video, film, post, talk, link, broadcast. Call in this broadcast, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Feel free to join us tonight. We're going to have Gary and Chris on here. Oh, we're going to talk about a number of things. The top of my list is this wicked witch in Michigan who's about to put a mother in jail for refusing to have her son vaccinated. And it's we'll get into this in a few minutes. But first, let me welcome Gary and Chris. Gary, are you with us? Gary might be on mute, so we'll ask Gary to take himself off mute and join us if he can.
This is Gary. I'm off mute.
How you doing, sir? How are you tonight?
Doing good. A little confused here.
Hey, yeah, that's all right. Aren't we all? Join
had
the
a
club.
Real good day. Had a real good day today, though. Yeah.
Yeah, today was a beauty. It was nice and clear today.
It's beautiful here. Yeah, we finished splitting up a load of firewood, and got that finished up about dark tonight. So it's getting dark a lot earlier every day as we move forward. You know.
Yeah, you can tell. A couple minutes each day.
Yeah, I got three scriptures minutes. I'd read tonight when we have a chance. We can get to that. But if you get to Chris first, and then we can get back. We got a whole evening. Okay.
Sounds good. Great. Chris, how are you tonight?
Well, fairly well, as a matter of fact, gentlemen.
Hi, Chris.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate being asked.
Hi, Chris. This is Gary Don. Hi.
Now, listen,
hey,
a couple of things. Chris, you got to speak up nice and loud, because here's what we got. We got a lot of background noise coming from, I'm sure, all three of us. Gary gets a little, Chris gets some, and I know I got my fan going, so if that's a problem, Mike on the board is going to be his usual miracle worker self tonight and try to patch everything together with the high background noise and the low volume. So, Chris, you got to speak up nice and loud, and then everybody else try to go on mute when we're not talking. So I'm going to go on mute now and just welcome Chris. How are you? Yeah, we'll take the caller now. Chris, introduce yourself, just say hi, and then we're going to go right to the caller.
Well, thank you very much. I usually don't get chided for not speaking loud enough, being that I'm somewhat hearing disadvantaged. And I frequently get chided for talking too loud out in public and on the radio, but maybe positioning of the phone, maybe this cheap Samsung phone, this Galaxy 7 piece of crap, It doesn't have the best location for the speaker being on the bottom, so it doesn't transmit the sound well.
Oh, boy. The technology that was supposed to make our lives better seems to make it more impossible by the day. Let's go right to our caller. We got an early caller tonight. Well, let's see who it is. Who do we got? Brad in Indiana. How are you, my friend?
Hi, this is Brad. Hello,
yep.
Freedom Screamer.
Hello, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. But I just want to say, all the pictures I've seen of the dead people from these shootings still show no blood. I've never seen any blood on any picture. Have you?
Yeah. No, I haven't. I was doing some research on that, and I'll tell you, the first thing that stuck out in my mind watching the, you know, the organic video that was taken just by concert goers who had their, you know, their telephone cameras with them, it sounded like the gunfire was coming from points at a different distance, not in a uniform place. The texture of the sound was totally different. One sounded like it was relatively off in the distance. The next burst, which came substantial. The second thing was there was substantially long, like a lot longer than it takes to change a clip in a gun. You know, pop. In between the rounds of fire, and you know that were, you know, large, there were large discharges you could hear, and then one was way in the background, and then one sounded like it was half the distance that the last round of fire was from, a lot closer, a different place, and then the next round sounded even different from that. And these people weren't moving; they were saying "get down, stay." Their position was remaining, static, in the same place. And so they weren't getting farther away from the gunfire. The gunfire was coming from different places, and it didn't sound like one gun. It sounded like more than one to me. What do you think about them observations?
Are you speaking to me?
I can add something to
that. Anybody, Brad, that's, you know, what do you think, Brad? You're first because you're the caller, you're the guest, and then we'll get Chris and Gary's input.
Well, I think there's been so many hoax, you know, I mean, the whole thing, you know, Nice, France, and this truck ran over all these people, but there's no blood in the truck. It goes on and on forever. It goes back to the whole thing. I mean, you got people who are still talking about JFK and the assassination. They don't even know there's a Pruda film because it's all false. It's a fake film. They don't, you know, people, you know, they want to believe anything that they hear, you know, from whatever. They think they're going to hear the truth on RBN, or they're going to hear the truth on Micro Effect, or they're going to hear that, but they're not.
Well, we're going to try to get bits and pieces out there to you, and then people can weave it together. You know, obviously the ultimate truth is, I mean, geez, it's a complex world, but we can get enough to put together what I would call a very strong circumstantial case.
Yeah, but Eric, I called in, you know, before, and Gary, your prayer warrior there on the end, you know, he said that Paul is an evil little bastard who snuck in.
No, hold on. Number one, we're not going to be attacking Gary. Number two, your input is valued, but I like people with controversial opinions and controversial views and on the scripture. I think it's good. Discernment is very wise. He didn't say Paul was an evil little bastard or anything. He said, due to the fact, now, you know, you can respond to this.
No, he said Paul was an evil Jew, crept in and corrupted the Bible. That's what he said.
Yeah, okay. No, he said it was Paul was a Pharisee, and that's Gary's take on it. I know Gary has some. Look, I've got some opinions that people don't really care for. So does Gary. So do you, Brad, I'm sure. But let's just, you know, Gary, you know, makes a good case that if Matthias was the replacement,
no, Gary does not make a good case. No, he does not.
I think he does. Let me put it out there for our listeners that are not following this little disagreement that you have. And Gary wasn't with us. I think he either hung up early last time or we put him to sleep there when you called in and wanted to address that. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Gary's take is that if there were only 12 apostles and Matthias was the replacement for Judas, then who was Paul but a disciple and not an apostle? I think that's an interesting thing.
On to the Gentiles, who are the descendants of the 10 tribe northern kingdom of Israel, which you cannot understand, and Gary's been asleep all his life. He's still asleep.
Okay, Brad, thanks for the call. Brad, thank you. Have a nice night. We appreciate your input. But I tell you, I don't mind people who have differing views on Scripture. Ultimately, we're all believers. And, you know, as far as I think it's wise to have discernment. That's wise to look at the Bible's been tweaked and manipulated and jacked and messed around with since day one, since the King James crew got together. Anything that's been touched by the hand of man has been possibly corrupted. I'm not saying the entire word of the Lord is wrong, but there are fundamental changes that have been made throughout the centuries, not just in the last 100 years, but over the millennium and to the Scripture. And it's very important, I think, that we look at it with discernment and its completeness. And I like Gary's take on things. Gary, do you want to respond to Brad?
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. I didn't read the Scriptures to upset anyone. I just read them out of the Scriptures. I just read, in fact, I have it underlined here, and this is for Brad. I'm not doing an argument. I'm just doing the Scripture. And he says right here in chapter 21, and you can go each side of it if you wish, in chapter 21 in verse 12, it says, and it had a wall great and high and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereupon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Okay? Now, if you back up a little, if you go down a little bit further here, verse 14, I read that, because in verse 13 is about the tabernacles. Verse 14 says, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And I said, where is Paul? Because Paul was not the 12th apostle. Matthias replaced the apostles of the time. They replaced him with Justin, or with Matthias. I'm sorry, there was two people that they were considering. One was Justin, one was Matthias. And they chose Matthias. So he became the 12th apostle. That's all I said. Now, if you go into the woe-unto's, Yodi Vahi in the red letter in the flesh, he said, woe unto you, scribes and you Pharisees. Okay? He made no thing. And Paul says that he was a Pharisee, Pharisee of the Pharisees. He said he was a Jew of the Jews. I didn't make this up. This is what Paul said about himself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying to Scripture, this is nothing that I've made up. I didn't teach a course on this or anything. I just read it from the Scriptures. It's been
right
there all the time. Hey, yo.
Pretty simple. Well, thanks for the call, Brad. We appreciate that. If anybody else would like to call in and discuss anything controversial or not, it's 800-313-9443. I appreciate Gary's views and his presence here. It's always valued. I want to open up the Scripture. I want to discuss and learn. I think it's important that we get to the bottom of what really is the Scripture, and we take it from there. All views are welcome here on the RBN Network, and that's what makes it an interesting and exciting place. We appreciate you joining us. Don't forget to support the network if you value this. Is the RBN Network worth $1 a day to you all out there? I mean, it's not just this broadcast worth $1. I mean, there's, what, a dozen broadcasts? Or is this broadcast worth 10 cents? And all the others worth a dime? And that's $1 a day. That would be, what, 20, 30 bucks a month? Well, there's only 5 days in a broadcast week instead of 7. So 5 times 4 is 20. Donate $1 a day to the RBN Network. That's a $20 bill every month. I know most of you out there can swing that. If you do it on a regular basis, it really takes the load off John Statmiller, keeps the bills paid, keeps this up and running as a real radio network and not just some, you know, small thing being broadcast out over a few internet websites. We want to increase the listenership, so be a force multiplier. Post a link to this broadcast on the comment section of every website that you can, every website you want to visit. Go there and post a link to this broadcast, to a link to this network, and get other ears listening to what we're talking about here tonight, because we're going to go places that nobody else will go, such as, where in God's creation is the name of the witch who's going to lock up the mother for not vaccinating her 9-year-old son? Every single outfit, KXYZ News in Michigan, the local outfit that carried it, ABC, Fox, CNN, Reuters, overseas, name it, InfoWars, Sound Red, identical, a verbatim spitting image rehash of the ABC and the Reuters article that was completely sterilized and said, an Oakland County court ordered this woman get her boy vaccinated. An Oakland County court is about to issue an arrest order for a woman who won't get her son vaccinated. An Oakland County court did this. An Oakland County, Michigan court, this is Oakland County, Michigan, not California, just so people know. Oakland County did this. Oakland County did that. Hey, y'all, remember, this is why having a grasp of just the basics of language is so important. Just like the word society and just like the state, Oakland County is a fictitious entity. 1, 2, 3, everybody now. It's a fictitious entity. It cannot do anything. Only the agents in it and of it can do something. Only the men and women and corrupt witches who infest the Oakland County, Michigan witches court can execute orders. The Oakland County court can't do anything. It's a magical made-up description of a group of people. Only the people can order this, or a person can order, a man or woman in a witch's robe can order this woman be arrested for standing her ground. Oh, and how about this one? She even had an agreement with her husband, ex-husband, to hold off on the vaccination group and spread them out. The woman wasn't even against vaccinating. She was against nine vaccinations coming through one needle and slaughtering her young child's system with this, you know, what do they call it, a psychokinetic storm. And my medical terminology is off. I'm sure some doctors are throwing stuff. But is it a psychokinetic storm where your body is overwhelmed by a series of attacks on the immune system and it's just too much and it can trigger all kinds of things from inflammatory diseases to autism? And so you don't inject anybody with nine of anything. You don't inject them with one of anything. I would say the woman's kind of a fool to even accept the premise of vaccines at all. There's not there, just because of the adjuvants in there. I mean, even if you want to argue the concept of the vaccine may be valid, and I wouldn't argue that it is, but if you wanted to argue that, that's fine. But which one of these multinational corporate whores is making a pure vaccine that just has the dead protein of the live virus? They're not. They're throwing all kinds of adjuvants in there and all kinds of garbage. Do I hear music? Yes, I hear Gordon Lightfoot. That means we got to go. I'll be right back after this break. It's Eric Freedom Streamer on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight. So, where were we? I was talking about the Wicked Witch who... Oh, the vaccination issue. So, the woman in Michigan, her name's Rebecca Bredo, B-R-E-D-O-W, and... She's making a couple of fundamental mistakes ultimately right from the get-go, so she's not helping herself any, so I gotta have to be critical on her at first. And then, of course, you know, we would try to help her, because if she's not free, we are not free. And so, but Miss Rebecca is, you know, she's appearing in the mainstream prostitute media, which is not doing her any favors, really. I mean, they're giving some publicity to it, but of course the premises is always, you know, what's with this woman not vaccinating her kids and all this other stuff, and kind of, you know, very subtly and sometimes not so subtly taking the side of the government and the system, which is owned by the vaccine manufacturers. We know who owns our political prostitutes. They're owned by their corporate donors, their corporate lobbyists. They're owned by the banks and by Merck, the people who come, guys and girls who come in with the big fat checks. Look, if you're a legislature, I don't care how good of a guy or girl you think they are, you know, if somebody else shows up with a check for a couple $100,000 and you show up with nothing, you know, 5, 20, 50 bucks or something, you know, who do you think they're going to listen to? They're going to listen to the big donors. So anyway, it's obvious who owns our politicians, and, you know, the media is going to be in bed with this. It's going to be in bed with the system. You have to go to places like RBN. You can't even get good, clean, solid, objective news from other big name alternative broadcasters anymore. They're so in bed. They're just so head over heels for Trump. You know, they're so gone down the toilet of this lesser of two evils theory, which never works. You're always going to get evil if you choose the lesser of two evils. And that's what people are, well, look, what would happen if we had Hillary? That's always the fallback argument. What would happen if we had Hillary? Oh, right, it'd be a little bit worse. But pretty much kind of the same about what you're getting now. It'd be ramped up a little. Hey, I don't see any person. I see a massive, massive purging of the patriot community, political prisoners. Look at the Bundy situation. Look at Tom LaGuevara. Look at Victor DePonso, the black activist from Rochester, who had jail for judges, and he was set up, and now he's serving decades in prison because he had all the dirt on the judges, and they had to set him up. And this is what they do. Look at all the political prisoners. I mean, there's not one. You know, we have a lunatic, maniac attorney general that's running around ramping up the drug war and increasing asset forfeiture and seizure, so his government cronies and his henchmen can steal, and they'll, like a bunch of pirates, split up the booty from everything they've stolen without conviction, without charge, just asset forfeiture and seizure. Oh, you got some money there. Take it. It could be for a car auction. It could be for a sale of a property. And these things have happened. you got to go through to pay the attorney whores tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of that little bit of money that you had saved away to try to get your money back that was lawfully acquired. We're not talking about drug dealers trying to get their money back. We're talking about regular people. So you can see how the drug war is so attractive to people like Sessions and people like Trump. Trump put all these people in office around him. It's his own damn fault. I don't want to hear anybody blaming, you know, the Magic Tooth Fairy for hiring Tillerson. Trump hired Tillerson. Globalist. Who hired the generals? Who hired the generals that fired Trump's best people? Trump hired them. He knew what was going to go down. He's no dummy. They're playing they're doing a dance on your mind. Any people out there who still support Trump, you're going to go right into the New World Order headlong, just as we are right now, seamlessly, with a couple of bones being thrown. Trump pardons Arpaio before he pardons the Hammonds. Trump pardons Arpaio before he pardons the Bundys. Has anybody really listened to on our Sheriff Joe Arpaio interview? Have you heard this guy? He's a big federal drug agent, drug warrior, bootlicker, loves the federal government, loves the drug war, was talking about how he went to Mexico City and did all these deals in the back room when he was with the DEA and all this other garbage. I mean, the guy's an absolute federal pig, and people are worried about him going to prison for 6 months when the Hammonds, innocent, truly innocent, true patriots are sitting in there for years. The assassins who killed Lavoie Finicum are still walking around free. Are you kidding me? We're going after Tom LaCavara, and we're going after, you know, all these patriots and the government henchmen and assassins and the state police of Oregon and the federal agencies who assassinated Lavoie Finicum. They're walking around free. Not even a case is being made. Not even an investigation being done. Don't give me this stuff that Trump's any good. He's given the perfect little massage to all the pseudo-patriots who think, you know, building a couple sections of a wall is going to help or somehow reversing a trade deal here and there. It's not doing anything. We have the same thing. We have tyranny light with Trump.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine, and it's cool and the ointment's sweet, for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing to
back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Yes, you have entered the land of the controversy. Yes, we are here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, so we know vaccinations blow. They're poisonous. Even if you believe in the concept of vaccines, the adjuvants that they're going to put it, that they do put in, and they will, oh, and when I say they're going to, they're always going to put. Look, it's like entrusting the power of a giant overbearing police state, you know, to government henchmen and bureaucrats in the witch's court. You can't do it. It never works out. You're way better off living with the risk that we take in a free society, the risk that somebody's going to drive drunk or somebody's going to do something. I mean, look, you can't legislate perfect freedom. You're never going to do it. This is part of life. It is part of freedom is risk. So, You're never gonna legislate perfect a perfect security state unless you want slavery. I believe Eisenhower made this statement, something to the effect of, if you want perfect freedom, perfect security, move into a prison. You're gonna have everything. There'll be food, you got TV, you got medical care, and the only thing you'll be lacking is freedom. That's a good response to people who think the okay, so vaccinations totally suck. You don't trust the government with the giant police state. You don't trust multinational corporations owned by Luciferian royal families and big block stockholders who are downright evil. You don't trust them with the, you know, the health of your child. They have no interest in health. Health does not come from a needle. It comes from the eating the clean, organic foods that God put forth for us. And I know most of our steady listeners know that, so I'm hoping to get through to the few people out there. I'm hoping that everybody who listens steady is going to get at least one or two other people, maybe 100 or 200 people, new people to listen to this broadcast and spread the truth. You can really be an activist just from the privacy of your own, you know, living room on your computer by posting a link to this station, the RBN network, and a link to this broadcast, 10 to 12 Eastern, every night, Monday to Friday. And so, you know, get the word out there. You can bring a whole bunch of people into this movement and do a lot of favors for yourself just in your personal security. You get your neighbors and your people in your town knowing about jury nullification on a wide scale, and that gives an enormous safety to everybody from the witch's court and whatever unlawful legislation that's coming down the pike. And I would submit we're under Sharia law. We're under just a slight twist on this whole militarized, ecclesiastic, admiralty force court where they just force you to do things. Obey this, obey that. You better buy this. You better pay your government to get permission to do that. So it's a force. Okay, so we've established that vaccines stink. You don't trust multinational corporations owned by Luciferians to put good, healthy stuff in your vaccines, even if you believe in the concept, because they're going to throw in what's called adjuvants. Okay, the antigens are the vaccine, the effectual part, the part that goes, you know, supposedly tweaks your immune system against what they're, you know, protecting you from. And the adjuvants are the thickeners and the stretcheners and the facilitate, you know, that what they claim that they need to have these things in there to make it flow better and assimilate to your body and cling to the cells and blah, blah, all this garbage. And it's aluminum and it's squalene and it's formaldehyde and it's viruses that grow on monkey tissue and it's waste product sludge from the animal slaughterhouse industry and all these other things that are just absolutely disgusting. It's mercury, and these are toxic, especially to the young body. But since these people who own the multinational corporations that make the vaccines are heavy into population reduction, I don't see how it's anything off the wall by their own statements that they want fewer people on the planet. They want to reduce the population massively. What better way to do it in their mind, in their evil mind, than to have the chemicals in the water, the air, the food, and, of course, the vaccines going mainlining into the bloodstream, which is really dangerous. So, all right, so now that we've established the vaccine's totally horrible, okay, so the woman in Michigan gets divorced from her husband. They agree the boy's going to have vaccinations. The woman sees that there's going to be like 9 vaccines coming in through one shot, and she says that's an onslaught on the body, on the immune system, and that's going to be toxic. I want to spread them out. That was it. That's all she said was spread them out. She didn't even say no vaccines. I would have been saying no vaccines at all. Forget it. None. Zero. But she was like, you know, of course, typical. She doesn't want to be a no-vaxxer. You know, she doesn't want to be looked at at the country club and at the grocery store as that woman who is totally against vaccines. Oh, she must be crazy. I've heard it here, and it's a popular kind of a mindset, you know, especially, unfortunately, among, you know, women who want to be in the mainstream. They don't want to think outside the box. And they say these absurd statements like, well, I'm not a no-vaxxer, but I'm a vaccine realist. I just think that should be a little bit spaced out a little more. I mean, that's really not going to really help very much. You're still putting the poison in the body. Let's get everybody on the hardcore. This is the land of the hardcore here. But no vaccines. They're poisonous. The corporations can't be trusted to make a clean vaccine. And even if they did, we'd have to debate the fact whether they're effective or not. How about just a healthy immune system fortified by all the litany of things that strengthen the immune system, from vitamin C to silver to oregano, all the antivirals and bacteria and things to balance the pH, and all things you can, kind of things you can do with exercise and activity. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to stay healthy. The body can have contact with some serious, pretty serious stuff and never contract the symptoms from it if the immune system is strong enough to resist that virus, that germ, or that bacteria. Now, I know some things like some of the killer Ebola strains and some of the engineered bioweapons, yeah, may be difficult to beat with your typical, but hey, how are you going to beat that anyway? So, you know, I say stay organic, stay natural with what the with what the Creator put forward, and the body will handle just about anything that would come along in a normal course of life, not including the dramatic, bizarre, you know, Ebola and things like that that we know have come along the pike by means other than natural circumstances, especially when it spreads so quickly and then all of a sudden just conveniently stops. It was obviously a scare. It was a dry run for I think, a larger virus release that they might have planned for the future or might not. But I don't think that Ebola outbreak was just a convenient, I think that was, there was a lot more behind that than just a natural outbreak occurrence. Those things come and go so quickly, they make a big public relations deal out of it, and then they're gone. So, but anyway, so stick with the healthy, stick with the natural, and I think the body will be healthiest. So the woman decides that she just wants to spread the vaccines out, and the husband gets all pissy and says, you're holding me up on all the, you're refusing court orders on other stuff too, so now that you want to spread the vaccines out, you're not in compliance with our agreement. Idiot husband, ex-husband, James Horn, takes it into the witch's court. Oh, yay, way to go, douchebag. Go right into the witch, you know, they'll make it better. And so now she's killing his own kid, his own child, his own son, out of spite because his wife was, you know, showing a pattern of not complying with the court orders. And if one of the court orders is make mandatory vaccination for the boy, I, God bless her for not complying. And we need more guys and more girls with balls as big as hers to say, no, Mrs. Witch. And in this case, it is Mrs. Witch. And how did it, could I go to every single news outlet, Reuters, NBC, ABC, Fox, blah, 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 InfoWars, name it. And not a one of every single report sounded exactly the same, including the one over Alex Jones's reporters. It looked like the guy just pulled it right off ABC, rewrote it a little bit, and posted it. Never called the court, never found out who is the witch who issued the arrest order for this woman to go either vaccinate her boy or go to jail. And that's what it's coming down to. How scary is that? So she says, the mother says, no, I'd rather go to jail than poison my child. Wow, man, she's got a lot of guts. I tell you, we need more people like her. She needs to get completely off the vaccine thing and not be spreading the vaccines out and just poisoning her son a little slower and a little more spaced out instead of all at once. But at least she's kind of sort of on the right track and saying no to the witch, and that shows a lot of guts. And that's the main thing in this, really, is the defiance and the resistance. And that's, of course, what the system wants to shut down. So why in God's name did not one outlet, either in the mainstream prostitute, or what do I got to call them? Truth media prostitutes. We've got a lot of prostitutes in our own kind of media, so to speak, that will not name this judge. I'll name her. Her name's Karen McDonald. I found it. It wasn't the easiest thing to find because the papers aren't filed in her name. Idiot ex-husband who decided he was going to make the brilliant dingus. Aurelius decided he was going to have the brilliant idea, let's go off to the witch's court. Yes, they'll make everything fine for me, and I'll get even with my wife by killing my child. The witch's court mandates that he have 9 vaccines all coming through one needle at one time. That's going to F him up bad. So I tip, God bless Mrs. Rebecca Bredo for standing up to her idiot husband who said, off to the witch's court now, everybody. That'll be good for everything. Boy, what a moron, stupid idiot that guy is. Oh, my God. She's not got very good taste in men. But at least she's standing up to him and the witch at the same time. God bless her for doing so. I mean, it takes a lot of guts, especially, I mean, she's not one of us, an activist. She's just, and that's the other thing. She's talking to the mainstream prostitutes, and she's not, like, getting a hold of any activist organizations that would really go out and push the right buttons. Hey, I want to know, does this judge have an oath and bond? If I'm not mistaken, Michigan's one of the states that requires an oath and bond. I've got to look into that. I wanted to know tonight what the connection was between Mrs. Witch, Karen McDonald is her name, the name that no one else wants to report. I often wonder, am I bringing anything to this broadcast that people are going to not hear in someplace else? Yeah, tonight, I'm telling you, I looked hard and wide and far, and I could not find any outfit that had enough sack to just name the witch.
It's public record. It wasn't really that hard to find. I mean, I had to dig under a few stones to find the name of the idiot ex-husband who decided to take it into the witch's court because it was filed in his name, James Horn. And they don't, of course, one of the main, I think it was ABC or KXYZ, I think it's called, out there, the one that did the initial story on this, that everybody else took their story from, instead of actually making the calls out to the court clerk and finding out who this woman is and looking her up and researching her, where she, which law firm she worked for. Oh boy, you're gonna want to wonder who some of the other clients of the law firm she works for is. Start getting the gears turning. Okay, so why was it that I'm the only one with enough guts? Is this it? Me, old poor little Eric the Freedom Screamer, out here alone on the battlefield? Who do we got, Mike? We got a caller. Oh, Rhonda in Missouri. Let's go right to Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good, Eric, how are you?
Hanging in there. I'm going to get to some connections between the Wicked Witch, Karen McDonald, and the vaccine manufacturers here in a minute. But what do you have to say, Rhonda?
Well, I wanted to, you know, some of the things you were saying made me, brought to my mind this article I read from Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, he's good, yep.
Yeah, talking about the five stages of awakening. Like, stage one, everything's awesome, and the media tells us no lies. Stage two, you realize they're lying to us. And then stage three, what they're actually trying to profit from our suffering and destruction, you realize that. Stage four, they're actually trying to kill us. Stage five, it's all spiritual war fought between life versus destruction. I've been in stage five for a long time. I just wanted your listeners to realize it is a battle between good and evil, and everybody needs to be awake at this stage in the game, I think, because it's getting hot and heavy. Do you agree, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's getting bad. Yeah. Look what they're doing. They're about to lock a woman up strictly for standing for the, you know, the ownership of, I hate to use that word, but, I mean, just the who's in charge of your child? I mean, is it you or is it the state? They actually think that by constitutional amendment and attorney prostitute statute that they can pass these edicts that just say everything you are belongs to us, including your own flesh, your own children. It's bizarre. I can't believe, I mean, I've got to go back to what you just said. It's got to be a battle between good and evil, and Gary's got to be right. There is a line of some very evil ones that have come along that will do anything. They'll steal people's houses, even though they've been in their family for decades. They'll put people out in the street. They'll drive people out of business and take everything they have for idiotic, bogus statutory violations that are just completely capricious and made up by the attorneys that are capitalizing, that you got to hire to get off of the same charges that they're passing. Okay, so how's that? Mm-hmm. They're passing laws that they go right. I watched Judge Barone in Fairport, New York, go 30 feet from his office, where he's a private attorney, to the bench, where he's a judge in the town of Fairport Town Hall. They're right across the street from each other. And he goes up and puts on the witch's robe, and he sits there, and he gets people guilty, $500 by the... And then he goes right across to his private practice, takes off the witch's robe, puts on the suit and tie, and then sits down and says, yeah, it'll be $5,000 to get off of that felony, or it'll be $2,000 to get off
over,
that.
Can I hold over, Eric? I have to say something else. Can I hold over?
Sure, Rhonda. We'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back after this break. Eric and Rhonda and Gary and Chris, hang in there. We'll be right back on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please, come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust. Break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Saloon and the rack and the room, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be? Well, in a crate, in a truck, on a horse.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Rhonda, back to you. You got a couple minutes here till the top of the hour. Wrap up what you were talking about, Rhonda, and then after the hour break, I'm going to get into some of the corporate connections.
If people are in stage 2, 3, or 4, I want to take them to stage 5 because it's that dire, Eric. It's that important that everybody be in stage 5 and realize final stages of awakening is when you realize that the government is trying to kill you with GMOs, pharmaceuticals, herbicides, vaccines, and everything else. And it's a war between good and evil. And mm-hmm. If nothing else, I can maybe take them from stage 1 or 2 to 2 or 3, and that is they're liars. I mean, this is kind of vague, but, you know, I heard earlier that Tom Petty died, and then he didn't die. So, what? You know?
Yeah,
so don't listen to those people.
Yeah, I like that idea, you know, Rhonda. Bump. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say, don't like listen to him.
Right.
Don't listen to the mainstream media. If they're going to lie about Tom Petty, for Pete's sake, he had a heart attack. They said he was put on life support and he died. The truth is, as much as anybody can know, he had a heart attack. He was on life support. They took him off life support, and he's not dead. He's struggling for his life. But on Wikipedia, for Pete's sake, they already have him dead. What do you hate to be him, Eric?
Okay, well, listen, there's your lesson. Thank you for the call, Rhonda. There's your lesson for the tonight, folks. Don't listen to the mainstream prostitute media. Listen to RBN and support the network if you value these. Be right back after the top of the hour break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Thank you, Rhonda. And see you at the top of the hour on the RBN network. Stay with us.
To breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love. Winter night with you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.